Hey Quarantiners, it's Alex. Today is Monday, August 31st, and, well, Remy's still gone. The last time this happened and I had to take over, I was really scared and sad. I don't feel that way this time. I've gotten a few emojis over text that let me know she's okay. I have no idea where she is or what she's up to, but she's safe. At least, I'm pretty sure she's safe. I know she'd want me to keep this podcast going while she's away, so here I am plugging away. Remy makes this seem so easy, and it's not. It's weird just sitting here talking into a microphone. The advice she gave me was to imagine I'm talking to just one friend instead of an audience of thousands and thousands. And I'm not someone who likes to just get out there and talk about his feelings. But that kind of comes along with the job. So, I'll just say that I miss her, but I believe Remy will be back soon. And I believe she's where she needs to be. So, let's start with some shoutouts. Happy 8th birthday to Sterling, who just started 2nd grade. Thanks for listening, buddy. Happy belated birthday to Mateo from his family. Shoutout to Tess in Brooklyn, who sent some really cool pictures of the Remy's Life Lego she created. Shoutout to Kira in California. Thanks for listening, even when Remy isn't here. Oh, I should probably mention, the other thing that's been happening in my house over the weekend, the power has been going in and out. Not because there's a storm or heat wave or anything like that. The only thing I can figure is that Dr. Augustine and his Whittier Corp goons are trying to mess with us. And it's not just the power. We lost water for a while yesterday, too. Right in the middle of Dad's shower. He wasn't happy when he came out with a head full of shampoo. Oh, and have I mentioned the helicopters that seem to be circling overhead all the time? Yep, we're being stalked by an interdimensional, multinational corporation. As Remy says, Dr. Augustine? Not nice. He's trying to scare us and get us to leave the house. I've heard Mom and Dad talking about it. Honestly, I don't know what they're gonna do. But I do know that we can't go on like this much longer. So, I had an idea. Of course, like all my ideas, this could go horribly wrong! Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Al.
Quarantiners, it's your favorite girl from the other side of the Whittier Gate, RJ.
Did Remy really take off on that hoverboard?
She really did.
Didn't think she had it in her.
Could you not insult her?
I wasn't trying to. Listen, I've got places to be, and I already made an appearance on yesterday's podcast. So what's this about?
I need your help. You and Lex.
Yeah, well, I'm not really the helping type.
I know. Believe me, I know. But Whittier Corp has declared war on my family.
What do you mean, a war?
Dr. Augustine is messing with our lives, cutting the power and water, stalking us with helicopters.
The full Whittier package. Lucky you.
Lucky us. You told me you hate bullies, right?
More than anything in the world.
Then help us get them to back off.
You sure you don't want to just take the payoff and move to the beach somewhere?
I'm sure.
Okay, I think I know what to do.
Yeah? Already?
Do you want my help or not?
Yes, I want your help.
Good. Now, how has Whittier Corp been able to mess with people for so long without anyone calling them out?
Nobody knows about it. They've kept it secret.
Exactly. But what if someone took that secrecy away?
They would not like it. It could get them in a lot of trouble.
So let's shine a light on those freaks. No offense to my parents.
How are you gonna do that?
With Remy's superpower.
Remy doesn't have any superpower.
Do I really have to spell this out for you, Al? What is Remy's superpower?
The podcast. Her superpower is her voice.
Whittier Corp is going to back off. Or you, me, and Rem, we're going to blast them in all three universes with the power of the pod.
That's brilliant.
Duh. Are you recording?
I am.
Excellent. Okay. Listen up, people of the world. My name is RJ, and I want to tell you about something that's been happening right under your noses. Which is not surprising, since most of you are not that bright.
Maybe don't say that part.
What did I say?
Look, the idea is to... Hang on.
What now?
I'm getting a call. It's from the number Holiday gave me. Badger, I think.
Well, answer it.
I'm trying to... Hello?
Alex!
Remy! Where are you?
You're never going to believe it.